I'm not afraid of many things. Over the years, I've figured out ways to cope with a lot of my inner demons, and feel like I'm not held back by them anymore. All except for one, my deep-set fear of costumed characters. That is one which has stuck with me since I was a kid, and I don't know that I'll ever get past it. I suppose it is a legitimate phobia, because it's based on something that actually did happen to me. It was the first time I met Mickey Mouse at Disney World. I was 10 years old and had never been to Disney World before. I remember the trip down and everything building up to it being one of the most exciting times in my entire life. It was my birthday and my mom had agreed to take me down there for the whole weekend. I remember once we walked through those magical front gates, it was like a dream come true, stepping into a real world of magic and make-believe. I don't know if it was because there wasn't a long line or it just seemed like the logical first choice, but we decided to go to the Mickey Mouse meet and greet at the front of the park for our first activity of the day. I remember it was really cool the way the inside was set up, like a little TV production studio. I was a little nervous, and my mom held my hand as we went through the queue. And finally, we entered this little backstage room where Mickey Mouse was. I remember I was honestly kind of starstruck. He wasn't really like I had originally pictured. The first thing I noticed was that his left ear was a little bit droopy, and that he seemed tired and despondent. I eventually got up to the front of the line and waited patiently for him to finish, with the family ahead of me. The photographer then signaled for Mickey's enormous character attendant to come talk to him for a moment. Mickey then groggily turned toward me and signaled for me to approach. It was weird because he was doing it very subtly, like he was trying not to be noticed by the cast members. I wasn't sure if it was all right, but I looked at my mom and she figured if he was telling me to go, it was fine. I walked towards him slowly and as I approached, he started to liven up. His arms opened and he leaned forward to give me a hug. I went in for it and he slowly wrapped me up, his hug growing gradually tighter and tighter. The character attendant turned, saw what was happening and immediately panicked. Mickey then began dragging me off stage, toward this red curtain at the back of the meet and greet. I kept hearing these weird, excited gasps emanate from the mask. The character attendant finally got a hold of him, and after a few seconds, the photographer joined in as well. They were able to separate us and pull him off stage, but as they dragged him away, I heard the attendant say something that definitely seemed pretty odd. The guy said, "He needs to eat." A few minutes later, a manager stepped out from the back and apologized to the audience for Mickey's behavior. He had this whole story about the actor having a heat stroke and being in a state of confusion. Then he offered us all fast passes to whatever experience we wanted to attend that day. I was definitely shaken up, but offering me the ability to get on a Haunted Mansion without waiting was enough to distract me from what had happened. We proceeded through the park and headed straight there, avoiding a pretty long line with our pass. I wasn't really scared of that ride, even as a kid, but it definitely put me in a bit of a spooky mood. Then as we exited the ride, I saw something that put me over the edge. There was that same Mickey Mouse with the droopy ear, looking in my direction from within a large crowd of people. I wondered why he was there. The characters at Disney World didn't just stand around in random places, and especially without a character attendant. I quickly told my mom about it, and she looked in his direction, but he disappeared into the crowd. She told me that he was probably just heading to one of his character spots and not to worry about it. I definitely did worry, though. We went on Small World next, and then Peter Pan, and everything was fine, for the most part. Then we got to the teacups. I don't do great on those in the first place because they always make me a bit too dizzy. Once we started spinning really fast, I remember my mom telling me to keep my head down so I didn't get sick. I ended up looking up though for just a second, and my queasiness became not nearly the most disturbing thing on my mind. That Mickey Mouse was back again, and he was standing right at the ride's outer railing, staring at us. I screamed and pointed at him, telling my mom to look. We stopped spinning and she turned to look at the character, but he had already turned around and was posing with a few guests for a photo. She again thought it was just a character doing his job and that I was being an irrational 10-year-old who was freaked out by a mouse costume. I started crying though and said I wanted to leave the park. She was really upset, but this trip was for my birthday and the most important thing to her was making me happy. So we left Magic Kingdom, got on the monorail back to the parking lot, and started walking where we had parked. That was when the most unbelievable thing of the day happened, though. After we got to our car and started driving down our row, we saw the Mickey character walking out between two cars. He stepped out in front of my mom's car and stared at me. My mom could not explain it away that time. Something very strange was going on. I started screaming hysterically for her to leave, until she turned the wheel and began to drive around the side of him. Suddenly, he reached for my door handle and tried to open the door. My mom peeled out, leaving him in the dust, but unfortunately, I turned and looked back. I witnessed something to this day that I still cannot explain, and just wish that I could forget altogether. The mask's mouth began to split open, and it brandished a set of razor-sharp teeth. Blood and sinew hung from them, and it licked its chops with this disgusting black tongue. We did get away, though, and the next day my mom called the company to complain. They apologized to her, saying it was probably some cast member messing around with us by putting his costume onto the parking lot. They obviously didn't accept any of the supernatural things that happened. They then said, though, that they would check with the cameras and see if they could figure out a suspect. Neither of us really believed anything would come out of that, but what else could we do? I have lived with the memory for close to 10 years now. I never got any explanation, and I haven't forgotten about it. Only now I have friends that want me to go to the park with them. I'm 20 years old, and telling my friends that I'm afraid of a costume character is simply not an option. So I bought a ticket and was planning on trying it, but I just saw an Instagram post of someone posing with Mickey Mouse today, and the Mickey Mouse costume had a distinct trait that sent chills down my spine. It had a slightly droopy left ear. Hey guys, it's Mr. Freaky. I hope you enjoyed this original creepypasta. If you did, go ahead and like the video, and if you're new here, please subscribe so you can keep up to date with all this creepy stuff. Have a horrific evening, and remember to stay spooky, my friends.